Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Freaking Awesome Show. And now your host, Ange and Ryan.
Hello, all you freaks out there. This is Ryan. I was all set, ready to go. I realized I was making coffee and I forgot to put the cup in underneath the coffee. So I had to run over to the coffee pot and put my Yeti, my coffee pot underneath the thing there.
Yeah, he's pointing like you can see.
Yeah, it's so. A total. Yeah, I forgot I'm on the phone here.
Yeah,
but just. Just imagine you're seeing me pointing at a coffee pot, and that's what I'm doing. I'm going to sit back down here.
Tell everyone this evening.
Damn, it's good. It's good to be back, you know?
Missed a whole week.
Nice to be on vacation.
It's nice to be home, too.
It's good to be home in a house that's not too hot.
But this is too cold for you.
Yeah, that's why I'm drinking the coffee, honestly. Is to warm up.
Too cold.
Too cold. Not much, you know, I could warm myself up like drinking coffee or, you know, putting more clothes on, but there's only so much I can take off before I start scaring people. So yeah, I think did I miss the did I get actually in the cup? Did I miss Angel looking at the coffee cup?
Yeah,
It might need to be cleaned out. This is the kind of action-packed stuff you can expect from the Freaking Awesome Show.
Yeah, it looks like water.
Maybe the coffee thing needs to be cleaned out a little bit.
Ooh, riveting news.
I know, right? Guys, this is the kind of fun stuff you get to hear in the Freaking Awesome Show. Get back down here. Eventually, I'm going to have to get up again to make my coffee. There we go. Angie is about to plunge her insulin needle into her stomach to save her life. There it is. She has now taken insulin live on the air. We're making Freaking Awesome Show history here, guys. And you are here for it.
What's next? What are we got going on?
Well, tonight, we are talking to Jerry Reyes. She's host of Vibe Time with Jerry. She was once our neighbor. We moved. We got the U-Haul out. We rented. We got the big old truck. Got some movers. And now we are part of Supernatural Sundays. But we won't forget our roots, our freaking awesome Tuesday roots. And figured we'd have her on the show to talk about, you know, life in general. She's going to be hanging out with us at the cabin on Saturday, 29th, giving out aura readings on Saturday. And I think she's doing some card readings. I'm not sure if that means tarot, because if it was tarot, you'd think she would just say tarot, right? So we're going to find out what card readings are. Because there are different kinds of cards, too. Like angel cards, there's, you know, more than one type of card, I think. So, but, it, you know, she's going to be working. Come up. She can be there from 5 to 7, I think, 4 to 7, giving out card readings to people, whoever wants to come out there and support a great cause.
always for a good cause.
Yeah, we never raise money for a bad cause. So, I mean, you know, if you come out to the cabin on 360 for our charity event, you can pretty much, it's a good cause. We're not raising money to kill kittens or the Club Seals to Death Fund. That's not, if you're looking to raise money for that, you're at the wrong place. All right. We're not going to raise money, you know, for that kind of stuff. We're not going to, hey, let's it's fun to put dolphins in fishermen's nets. No, we're going to raise money for good things. Because we're all about, good things. Good, happy, fun stuff. You know what's happy and fun? I think talking with Jerry Pritchard Reyes is happy and fun. So let's go ahead and put her on the show right now.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
I'm sitting here laughing at your coffee thing. I'm fine.
I'm stirring my
coffee.
I got some ASMR here for you. I'm stirring my coffee. Hear that?
Yeah, but listen. At least you put coffee in the machine. Okay. The last couple times this past week, I have failed to put coffee in the machine, and then when I go to get coffee, it's clear water.
This is like the worst coffee ever. It's so bland. What the hell? I can't even taste it.
So it's like I'm looking, and I'm like, oh crap. Because I'm used to getting up early, but I'm not used to getting up early and being required to go somewhere. So I'm like adjusting to the schedule.
Do something
and,
like that.
And so I have I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that takes a lot. One time I was at the office and thank you. Angie was giving me scoops of sugar. She gives me sugar, but this is actual sugar. one time I was at the office and I was really tired of making oatmeal and I forgot to put water in the oatmeal. I took it in the microwave. We had burnt oatmeal smell in my office for like a week and a half after that. We had to break out the industrial strength fan to air it out.
There is nothing worse than that.
Yeah. I mean, I thought burnt popcorn was bad, but burnt oatmeal, that takes the cake right there.
Well, kind of, but, you know, I told one of my kids to put a hot compress on themselves for, you know, how you get those little boils sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a hot compress is a hot rag, right? Hot rag, hot compress. No, they take it a step further and throw it in the microwave.
Oh, well.
Our house smelled like burnt up popcorn for quite a few days. And they're like, fire! And I'm like, really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's been one of those weeks.
What do you guys talk about on the show? We talk about burning stuff in the microwave.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Oh, yeah. Messing it up.
You know.
Or coming home to
see
them cooking hot dogs or something and messing those up, too.
My ex-wife's cousin or nephew put a Angie's over here. What did you like?
You were so easily distracted.
Well, you're banging your thing against the cordial. He put a hot dog in the microwave for 4 minutes.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I think it was 40
seconds. That's what they did when I was walking in the door. There's three kids standing at the microwave when I'm walking in the door last week. And they're like, hi, Miss Jerry. Okay, they went to go cook that hot dog for 4 or 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh, my God. So all I hear is this bus sound. And they're like, well, we were trying to wait for you to come home. I'm like, really? So, yeah.
I'm wondering if they, like, sometimes just do stuff to see what would happen.
Yep.
If you could do that, might as well videotape it. That's what Angie and I do.
Yeah.
If we're going to be doing stuff, that's stupid.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
that's what happens
to
the mic, though.
At least then you can say it's for the views.
Yeah, it's exactly. I put the hot dog in the microwave for 5 minutes because I got views.
Mom.
I have fans. Yeah, they like to see me do stuff. But it's those people who Tide Pods. you know, so.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know, right? I'd rather take
ridiculous.
The burnt up busted hot dog.
I'd eat, yeah. I'd rather eat a burnt hot dog than a Tide Pod. That's.
Yeah, uh-huh, exactly. Like, I'd rather go ahead and, Victor, we were having s'mores, and Victor accidentally left the marshmallows out on the outside oven, because that's where we do them at. So five minutes later, there's like sugar ants on them. And I'm like, I would rather eat those with an ant on it than a Tide Pod any day. At least ant has some protein in it, so you can mix that in with sugar.
There you go. And you feel like you're at least eating healthy because you get some protein in it.
Exactly. Exactly, little boogers. It's really bad out here. I wanted to sit outside while doing y'all's show, and I can't because it is crawling with flies everywhere and mosquitoes. So I had to come into the she shed.
Tell you what, I went to meet a team with Dennis out at the cabin last night, and we were going to walk in the woods. And I've been out there all summer long. I've not seen one mosquito out there.
I mean, you haven't seen it, but you've definitely felt them because I got beat up that night we went.
Oh, I haven't been bit at all. Maybe once or twice, but nothing that I would notice. Like, oh my God. I didn't see them. Maybe later, I was like, oh, I got bit, whatever. Nothing that really bothered me. I was out there for maybe a minute and I was swarmed with mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And I think it's because of all the rain we had last week. And there's
standing water
in the way swamp back there.
Old House Woods was horrible. When I went Friday night to Old House Woods, it was horrible, covered in mosquitoes. And you know what? The deep woods off didn't touch the little suckers. They still bit you up anyway. And it was just, they were all in the car. I mean, I love going to Old House Woods, but that particular night, the mosquitoes were just horrible.
Yeah, I'm not looking. I mean, I'm looking forward to the, you know, help of the event. I'm not looking forward to out in the woods. If it doesn't change or nothing happens, it's gonna be rough out there. Because when I was doing the walkthrough, I could not wait to get out of those woods. Dennis was given the story like, this is what happened here. I'm like, you know what? Just hurry up. Just get me out of these woods because they were swarming. You could hear them all around my ears and stuff. It was awful.
Yeah, I had a rag on my head, a do rag on my head, and it was still bad. And because I was trying not to get bit up, I mean. I enjoyed what we got out at Old House Woods. I'm not finished with the EVPs with that yet, but the mosquitoes were just really, really bad.
It's hard to concentrate and you know, focus on what you're doing. You have these on your ear, and you're constantly swiping things.
That's what I was doing,
You know.
That's what I was doing. But I know that people will put their deep woods off on, so hopefully that works for the cabin. And I know a lot of people plan to come to that if I know my sister's coming. She's looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she's never been there.
I think we've only sold like 10 tickets to it.
Oh, really?
10?
Yeah. 10.
You have 10
so
tickets left?
To No, we sold 10 tickets.
You sold 10? Okay.
I mean, people may, buy a ticket this week. We've lowered the price to $30. You know, people who have paid, they want the $10 refund, we'll give it to them, But.
Right.
It's
for a good cause, so I would hope that people wouldn't. I wouldn't ask for any money back when I know where it's going, But that's just me.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a good cause. We're not donating to the Kill Baby Seals Fund or something like that, We have a good fund here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that event. And I know you were talking about cards. I'm actually waiting for Vanessa Hogel's deck to come in. It's an Oracle deck because I read a lot of Oracle cards. I have many different decks of Oracles. So I'm just going to kind of bring my decks with me and then to include hers. I'm looking forward to hers coming in. I hope it gets here before this event on Saturday because I got to do some things with them before I use them.
What do you do with your cards?
Stuff like that. I clean them up. I sage each card. I say prayers over my cards. There are certain things that I do with my decks before I use them with people. So saging is one of them, you know, cleansing them, putting my intentions in them. That was a spider. Ew. Putting my intentions with my cards and, you know, I charge my cards. I know people think that's weird, but I do. I have charging decks that I just do certain things with. Like I've my stones. I had this lady buy stuff for me, and I still haven't sold it to her yet because I'm charging everything right now. I don't just put it out there. I charge stuff, and you know,
charge.
Yeah,
you said you have charging decks. Like, what does that mean?
I do. I charge my card decks. When I charge them, I have like a plate, like a selenite plate, that I lay all my stuff on, and I send intentions to my card. So when I'm charging something like that, like if it's a crystal or just putting my card deck on there, it just selenite charges things. It just, you know, helps give it that energy. So that's what I use when I'm, like, if I get new stones in, I'll put them on the charging. I call it the charging deck, but it's actually a slate of selenite, and I just put my stuff on there, and it just, because I can feel the energies off the stones, it just gives it that extra energy, if that makes sense. It just, it'll zap you. If you're somebody that can feel the energy off of different things, it, you know, it'll zap you when you go to pick it up.
It like those who can feel it, those who can't won't.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Probably. Well, I don't know about that because I had this lady one time, Susan. I met her at a restaurant, and I had these two pieces of Tibetan stones that I had just bought. And she is not a reader. She's not any of that. She's actually substance abuse, and she was a substance abuse counselor. And we were meeting for lunch, and she goes, "Oh my God, I love this stone." And when she picked it up, she put it up to her forehead. And it zapped her, and she put it down really fast. And I said, I asked Susan, "What's the matter?" And she said, "That stone just zapped me, and showed me where it was from." I said, "Really?" Because I had just charged them, cleansed them, and so she hasn't touched any of my crystals since. But it wasn't my fault. It just zapped her.
I wonder why she put it up to her forehead. That's weird. Unless she was trying to cover her third eye or.
Yeah, she was just trying to get that feel, you know, but she's not one that, she's not energy worker, light worker, nothing. She, you know, she doesn't do any of that stuff. And so it shocked her, I think, more than anything when it zapped her like that.
I wonder if maybe she's supposed to be, you know, maybe
she might.
She has
maybe
a gift and just didn't know it. That rock was like, hey, you know.
Exactly, they're pretty strong stones. Maybe I'll bring them to the cabin and let you handle them. They're right out of Tibet, and they're beautiful. They're beautiful crystals. I got them as a pair because I always try to buy crystals in pairs, either twos or fours.
Uh-huh.
I've always done that. I've never like tried to buy one separate little crystal. I've always tried to buy them in pairs.
Is it better?
You know, because I set up so many grids. No, but you keep in mind I set up crystal grids for people. If there's people that, you know, like I have a couple grids going right now because some people have some hoodoo voodoo shit going on with them, and I'm trying to, you know, protect them from what's going on. So they'll request a stone grid, so I'll set up a stone grid for them. And so sometimes that one stone, I need four of them because I'm laying them on a certain pattern. So that's why I get them like that.
I got you.
I have little stone grids all over my place. You would really think I was a freak, honestly.
Well, all right, thank you. So, yes,
yeah, I am a freak.
You hang
already,
out with
right?
us. So I
yeah,
mean,
definitely freaky.
Normal is definitely overrated. I'm just are you scared that your boys are gonna knock into the stone grids and knock the rock off and it's gonna mess up the protection?
No, those little crumb snatchers know not to go 50 feet near my stone grids. Like, every kid that comes to my house, knows. Even it's funny, even the parent automatically knows. I'll never forget, I had a kid come to my house and he went near the stones, and I remember his mom saying, "She's doing that for specific stuff. Get away from there."
Oh, wow.
So your kids know.
And this is the funny thing. He had never been over before. He had never been over my house, and really neither had she. It was like his first little time being over there, so it kind of stunned me when she – it's like she knew what that was. So.
Oh, so it was a mom who said that. That's wild.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
the mom was like, get away from there. She's doing specific things with that. Don't go near it. And she wasn't being – she wasn't saying it to be mean, but she knew that it was for something.
Is being, you know, being serious about it.
She was enlightened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Angie.
So I.
She, yeah, you call her. You hear your stones all the time.
Oh, she knows. We've had this discussion.
When she goes to work, and especially where she works, she, you know, a lot of energy there. And even when we go out to Walmart or something, she'll have her stones with her to keep her calm.
And to, you know, beat other people if I need to.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, exactly, exactly. But, yeah, you need that because of everything you pick up. You're an empath, too. I mean, so you got to – you have to use those to, you know, ground yourself, and because you're picking up all everybody's crap, and particularly where you work at, too, the ickies.
Oh,
some
people
have the ickies. You know, I'm not going to say everybody, but some people have ickies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, even in my new job, I have put crystals out at my new job. I got them sitting right up there because I pick up everybody's crap. And if you're weird, like if you got this weird energy to you, and Angie, I know you know what I'm talking about with the, you know how some people just have that energy to them, and it's disgusting, and it's almost like a pedophile energy. Do you know what I mean?
I know you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has a certain energy to it, and you know, so sometimes I have people come in and they have that particular energy, and I'm just like, oh, let me get my stones, because the first week I was like, man, I ain't gonna bring these in here right now because people are gonna think I'm really freaky. They don't know me like that, and then when these people came in, I was like, no, let me bring my stones. I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I didn't know you had a new job. Congratulations.
Thank you. I did. I started working. I started doing some reception and accounts receivable, which is new to me. My son is laughing at me, my youngest, because he's like, Mom, you're doing accounts receivable. You can't add. He's cracking up.
Yeah, that's what calculators are for.
Exactly. And you know what? The funny thing with that is that these numbers are so big that I have to go back and like calculate things two and three times because I'm not used to seeing something like $1 million. And those are the type of numbers I'm dealing with. And I'm not used to that. And I'm just going, wow.
I'm definitely not used to
that.
I'm not. And my eyes are getting big. And then I'm like, I'm in the wrong business.
Shoot, man, that would be, yeah, it's definitely worth going over and checking over and over again just because there's so much money involved. Or, you know.
Yeah, I'm used to seeing a couple, when I did payments and stuff at the old job that I worked at, because it was just simple little payments, $25, $30, you know, stuff like that. I'm not used to seeing thousands upon thousands, and it's just, I'm just not used to that. But it's a new thing for me. Been put in my path because, you know, I do like my numerology, so maybe there's a relation to the numbers that I'm dealing with. I mean, I just think they might go hand in hand somehow.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there's a reason that job's in my path.
That's true. Give me a auras for dummies.
Aura for dummies, okay. Your aura, everybody has an aura, and your aura is kind of like your protective bubble, but it's also your light that you project off with people. It's you have a certain, you have certain colors that are in that bubble, if you will, that are really interesting, because some people have rainbows of colors of aura, you know, just different colors. Of course, your aura changes every day, but it's just with the naked eye, you can see the aura just around your body. But some people, of course, can see an aura out to a couple of inches. It's what, it's the light that surrounds you is what aura is. So it's your little protective bubble.
Yeah.
And, you know, everywhere you go, you leave a piece of your aura with you, residual energy, as you know, people will call it residual energy, or, but you leave a piece of your aura everywhere you go. And
so
it, like I said,
like,
it changes colors.
So I noticed when, let's say we have a party or something at our house, and everyone's having a good time, but then everyone, there's a lot of energy there, but then everyone leaves, there still feels like there's energy in the house, even after everyone's gone. Is that what you're talking about?
People leave their stuff behind. They leave that because they've been in your house, so they'll leave that piece, they'll leave a piece of them behind every time. That's why it's important to sage your house, or, you know, cleanse it, or even burn incense for that matter, to get that crap out of there. Go ahead.
Well, it's like what happened at the cabin, where we've caught those EVPs of up in the back room upstairs, of the sexual stuff going on, the hanky panky, the doing the butt upstairs.
That's going to be interesting, because I'm going to be upstairs, right? I'm going to be in that room, aren't I? Yeah, the freaky room. So what I was thinking about doing was I was going to bring my table, and I was going to kind of set up that room as if I'm in my own Reiki room, and I'm going to bring my little light that I use when I do, you know, Reiki. I have like an ocean light. So I'm going to bring that with me, and I was going to set some music up there. But I'm also going to put a recorder up there because I'm anxious to see what's going to happen with the spirit up there, because that might, you know, that's going to be interesting.
It would be really interesting to see what happens after you're done and we do investigations up there.
Yeah. 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 Because you're talking about light worker versus, you know, spirit. And, you know, I went back and forth with it, you know, is it really wise for me to do that up there? But then again, I'll be okay up there, you know, but I am going to run a recorder when I'm doing things, simply because I want to see what you get on an EVP when I'm doing energy work.
Exactly.
You know,
you'll have people
because
there. You know,
it'll be really cool to me to do that. I just, you know, I'm not scared or anything like that. I'll bring my egg.
I remember the egg, Yep,
I'll bring my egg and my water bowl. Ryan, you remember what happened the last time I brought my egg and water bowl and did readings and the oracle cards? It was almost like not an egg by the time I was done.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean,
yeah.
Looking forward to Angie seeing the egg next week.
Yeah.
Maybe
I'll bring a couple eggs.
Give us a reading.
No.
Yeah.
I'd be scared to get a reading.
Hey, you'll be all right. It's time for you to get a reading, girl. You're all right.
Shoot. I already know I have
a
black
aura. We work.
It changes every
day. Oh, my God. No. It's really funny that you're talking about stuff like that, because last night when I was over at my girlfriend's house, she's so funny because I told her, you can joke with me all you want, but your aura doesn't lie, you know, because she asked me, she's like, don't you have a hard time just looking at aura all the time? I said, well, it has its good points and it has its bad points, because you're, you know, you could be at a meeting somewhere and you're kind of looking at the person, and then you're looking at their aura to see what color it is, to see how confident they are or if they're not confident with what they're telling you. that's the beautiful thing of being able to read aura, which anybody can do. It just, it really takes some time and focus to do it.
So is reading aura, is that something you learn to do?
Yeah, it's not. It's when, this is what happened when I quit my job. When I quit my job, my stressful job, my probation job, I was sitting in a room at a meeting, a business meeting, and I looked at the back of this lady's head, and she had like this black steam coming out of it. That's when this all began with the aura part. She just had some steam stuff, and I wanted to take my little hand, smack it on her head to get rid of it because it was getting on my nerves. She like, her top of her head was black, but it was like particles to me because I see when I'm doing energy work or sometimes even when I'm not, all I see is particles of energy. You know, I know people say that there's, I forgot what we talked about, there's lines of energy. I know I'm saying that wrong, but there's particles, and I see particles. And that's all I saw in that woman's head. But then I started to see an outer lining, and I'm like, oh. You know, but at the, with my other job, I was under so much stress, I couldn't see that. And I think that, well, I don't think I was supposed to quit that job to be able to do that part of my energy work. But aura is real simple because if you go outside and you, you know, go outside when it's sunny, not right now, but when it's sunny outside and you stare at a tree, just look at treetops, just look at the treetops and you just kind of stare at them, you will start to see a lining around that treetop. And that is the tree's aura. That's how you start reading aura. Or you can go in your bedroom, sit in front of a mirror, make sure that you have a solid background, sit in front of that mirror and just look at yourself in the mirror. And when you, if you start to see two of you, then you're straining your eyes too hard. And you just kind of look, and you'll start to see the outer lining of your aura. And if you want to see more of something, because you all people, you have to tell your mind what to do, or it is not going to do it. So let's say that you're looking at yourself and you start to see the little white lining of your aura. Then you're basically going to tell your mind to show you more of that. Or show me pink in my aura. And, you know, the more you practice it every day, even if it's 5 minutes, you know, even if it's that amount of time, eventually you'll begin to be, you'll be able to see your aura, and then it'll become like second nature. Then you'll be able to just look at something and go, okay. You know, like I was doing earlier, look, I was looking at treetops earlier, and I was watching, you know, the aura, the different shapes of aura on the different treetops where I live at. It's you just have to practice.
So is it better to have someone
to do it?
Is it someone else read your aura? To do it yourself, because is your mind gonna say, hey, I want my aura to look good, so I'm gonna make it yellow, or I don't know what's a good aura or not, but
show me your
purple. I don't think you want to make a pink yellow, but I mean, I've never tested that theory. Honestly, I haven't, because I just look at them, but I've never tested a theory like that. I have never done that, but I don't know. We would have to test that intention and see. That's very interesting for you to bring up. Yeah. That's interesting.
Rundown of the colors and what they mean.
Let's see.
Like, what are
I
good
have
colors? Oh, good.
Okay, well, bad colors are your mossy colors. There's mossy colors like a green moss or puke brown or pea yellow. Those are not good colors. Those are like yellow is a lack of confidence within yourself. Mossy just kind of means that you're not a pleasant person, that you're a real bitch, pretty much. That mossy green, you got past traumatic issues, you just got some shit, trying not to cuss, you have some stuff to work on when you get to those mossy colors. orange, like orange red. Some people have an orange red color aura. That means that they have a creative power to them and that they're confident. Dark blue auras are, if you have a dark blue aura, you're unsure of what your future is going to be. You know, and a lot of people have that because they have that mixed in their aura, because none of us are sure what our future is going to be, but some people really, really doubt it, and it comes out in that particular color. Your energy workers, they have like a rainbow color. Their aura is just multiple colors. When you're supposed to be a light worker, because there are people out there that I run across all the time that are supposed to be light workers, but they don't realize it. But when I look at their aura, I'm like, you're supposed to be doing, you know, energy work. You're supposed to be a light worker. There's people that's had deep red auras, and that is when a person is realistic, grounded, and they have a strong willpower to them, when they have that deep, deep red aura. And then some auras that have been like a muddy red, a person is very angry. And I did see that on an elderly man one time. His aura was so muddy red, and he was pissed. He was pissed anyway, but it was funny because in the meeting he wasn't really showing that he was pissed off. He just kind of had this look. You know how some people, they're pissed off, they just don't say anything, but some people get mad and they say something. Well, he just kind of sat there, but his aura shot out about a good 2 or 3 inches, and all I was seeing was 2 or 3 inches of muddy red coming off of him because he was mad.
Wow.
But he was one that would get mad but not say anything. Can't hide your aura. You know, he just could not hide that. You know, he didn't even know I was looking at his aura, but I couldn't help myself. It shot out so much, I couldn't help but to sit there and stare at it, because I had honestly never seen a muddy red aura before, ever. And it was pure red. It wasn't even, it was cool.
Yeah. So you have is that it for the callers? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, you know, you're good. You're good.
Well, you said earlier that the auras change every day, but some of these auras that you're talking about seem like they would be like a permanent part of the, you know, if you're confident, you know, you're a confident person all the time. Is there like a permanent aura, and then like is there another aura for that particular day, like an outer aura? That's for you. You feeling that day?
Yeah, there's different layers to your aura. Your aura has different layers, and because your aura shoots out about a good 4 feet and even more. Now, when I feel people's aura lining, I'm feeling 4 feet because, of course, I can't go any higher. I have had some people's aura that has went beyond my reach where I couldn't reach it. But for the most part, the auras, you know, when I'm dealing with people in energy work, I've felt a lot of auras at 4 feet and above, just above that. You know, but your aura changes with your mood. So if you're mad, you're going to have some red mixed in with your colors, your natural aura colors. And if you want to know what your actual aura colors are, then you need to ask your mind when you're looking in the mirror, what is my main aura color? And it'll show you.
That's how that works. You get to the point where you can actually see the aura.
Yeah. And it doesn't take that long. Ever so often on Facebook, and maybe I'll just start doing it more often, I will put up, people laugh at me, but I will put up eye exercises. Well, I put those eye exercises up for people that study aura, because there are certain exercises that you can do with your eyes to help you be able to read aura. That's the purpose of it.
You know those 3D pictures that there were just a bunch of little dots or whatever on a on a piece of paper, and then you look at them, and then like a 3D image comes out. Remember those?
Yes.
Used to be really popular. Okay. Every once in a while, I would be able to see it, but it's getting your eyes to focus on that one thing, so that it would actually reveal itself. It's almost like an accomplishment when you're able to do. Some people could just look at, oh, there's the two people holding hands. Meantime, I'm sitting there like, oh my god, I feel like they're drying out, trying to see that same picture. So I guess for some people, it's easier to see that kind of stuff than others.
But if you know what, if you practice, the more practice you do at anything, the better you'll be. And so if you practice, like I said, even if you do it like 5 minutes a day, because, you know, your eyes aren't used to staring at something, so your mind wants to say, well, get off of that. You know how that works with your mind. It messes stuff up. So then you don't want to focus on that, or your eyes start watering, or you start blinking too much, you know, and then it messes up the whole thing. But if you practice doing it, anybody can read aura and look at colors. And, you know, I'm getting now to the point where I have looked at aura for so much. Now I can see like a second layer of a person's aura. And there are people out there that can read 3, 4, and 5 layers, but it's a practice technique, you know, it's practicing every day. You know, and I say that all the time, when you're doing any energy work, anything like that, your education and your practice never ends, because you have to do something with it every single solitary day, every day. And, I mean, just like Angie pretty much taking her crystals, you know, to work, it's doing something every day with it. You know what I'm saying? She's carrying them with them, so you're doing something. You know, it's, you know, to take those. So practice makes professional when you're doing things like that. And aura is fun to read, but it has its curses too, because then you'll be sitting there like I do in board meetings, and you're like, he ain't telling the truth about that. Or, ooh, he's not confident. He's telling people this, but they're really not confident in what they're saying, because your aura turns to pea yellow when you're not confident in what you're talking about. You look confident. You know what I'm saying? You sound confident, but inside you're really not. But you got to put on a show for people. But you can't hide that aura color. So I just sit there in the back of the meeting when we used to have them, and I would just laugh. You know, and my friends would laugh at me because they knew what I was doing.
Yeah, laughing chick in your head.
Then everybody comes to you for the real scoop at the end.
Yeah, exactly. What do you really mean by that?
Yeah, you know, exactly. My friends are like, you're reading his aura, aren't you? And I'm like, yeah.
You caught me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
it's got to be.
So do you make judgments on people the first time you meet them by not just how they come across to you, but by their colors?
You know what? I'll feel their energy first before they even put anything out their mouth. Before anybody even says anything, or I go based on the feel of energy. So I feel their energy first before anything. If that makes sense. I don't know how to explain that. That people have certain energies to them, and they have certain feelings to them, and I go based on what I feel on an energy first before anything. And I mean, I can't help it.
Do your colors
think
your colors kind of represent some of that energy that they're giving off?
Definitely. Yep, it does. And I think when I was doing my interview with Vanessa Hogel, she feels aura colors, which is really cool, because she can feel the color, you know. And I just feel more of the, I can't explain it. I just, you know, I can, because you have it too. It's those ickies, you know. They don't even have to open their mouth, and you know. And so that how they are is going to spew off onto their aura also.
For a lack of better term, it's you can feel the emotion, you know, like the anger that they have, or the happiness, or the icky, or the, you know, those desires.
Yeah,
like
you can kind of feel that, and it's just like black magic. If somebody practices it, I know it has a certain energy to it. That's why I went off, when was it, last week or the week before, because somebody was sending me stuff, and I knew they were. I knew they were sending me something. It has a certain feel of yuckiness to it, and my spirit guides are so. I am so in tune with my spirit guides. They show me everything, and that has its good points to it, and that has its bad points to it, but they show me things. And so that's how I knew that person was sending that crap to me. And when I got into the tub to take a bath, a cleansing bath, to clean my aura, it turned mucky. It was just a mucky swamp water by the time I got done taking my cleansing bath. And I have never had that happen.
What do you use
Never.
To give yourself a cleansing bath?
I, my friend, my third eye sister, as I call her, so royal, I'm unique. She makes cleansing baths, cleanse you, but they really work, you know. And so I use the stuff she sends me that I get from her, and she puts certain things in it. To cleanse your aura with, and just to cleanse you with, and it just smells really good, but it works really well too, and you don't need a whole lot of it. So that's what I've been using from her. Before I started using her stuff, I would use Epsom salt baths. I would take a lot of Epsom salt baths, but for some people, Epsom salt is not a good thing to take if they're diabetic or something like that. They don't need to be taking those. So you got to be really careful. Yeah, when you're doing the Epsom salt, or like she uses sea salt in her product. So you got to be really careful with, if you have health issues, to when you're using that kind of stuff, because you could get really sick. So, but you could also, you know, if you have those kind of issues to cleanse your aura, you could also take a nice bubble bath and put some essential oils in it. But not too much. Like, you could drop peppermint in there, because that helps with, you know, getting negative crap off of you. Some people use orange, but I wouldn't use too much of that because it'll burn you. You know, if you use too much orange, it just burns you. You know, it'll burn your skin. So I like to stick with things like peppermint or lavender. Those are my favorite two go-to oils that I'm using when I'm doing a cleanse like that.
Because lavender is relaxing.
Yeah, because you should cleanse it. I mean, with you going to the cabin a lot, you know, I know people say take a shower, that cleanses your aura, but there's just something about sitting in a tub of water with those oils surrounding you, too. You know, it just gives you that time.
You had a bigger bathtub.
I was going to say, our tub's more like a foot tub. It's not big enough.
Yeah, girl, my tub isn't that big either. It's like, my tub is from the 1940s, because this house was built, I think, in 1950-something, and it actually, you know, like what the gymnasiums used to look like when you would go into a gym and you would shower and it has that puke green color and that tile? That's my bathroom.
Yeah.
I know all about that.
Your bathroom does not have a good aura.
Every time I go into my bathroom, I feel like I'm in the cement pool or something, you know, how you go into their bathrooms and change clothes or take your shower or whatever. That's what I feel like I'm in when I go into my bathroom. I'm like, the whole thing is tiled from top to bottom. And I'm just like, I can't stand this color. So, and then here's my friend taking her bubble bath with her little candles and rose petals and stuff all over the place. I'm like, really? You know, I won't even take a picture of my tub because it is that puke green.
At least you can close your eyes in the tub and pretend you're someplace else.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I used to not be able to do that when I had two little ones, because they would constantly knock on the door and say, "Mom, what are you doing? Can we come in?" So I'm just now beginning to enjoy that.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
So, yeah, I used to not be able to do that, but I can now because they're older and they don't, mom, you know, they just don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we used to do that too.
Know,
like,
yeah.
Let's have a kid.
It'll be fun, they
said.
Yeah. Yeah. At least it's going to be cute, they said. Meanwhile, RJ, apparently when we were out on the store, RJ decided to paint our walls with ketchup this afternoon.
Yeah, I had to get the
wall. We have a, yeah, all. Yeah, there's no all about it. It's not like, oh. No,
I'm sorry, but he's just so cute, so he can do no wrong to me. I'm sorry. He's just so innocently cute and, you know, snuggly.
He is cute and snuggly.
Like,
I'll give you that.
Like he melts you and you cannot help it. So, you know, you could just let him put the little ketchup on the walls because he's just so snuggly.
He is definitely a lady killer.
You get over that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quick.
He definitely
you
is.
Know, after
he's
going to
have
time,
all kinds of little girls.
When you
yeah.
can't get back somebody else, that's when you're like, okay. It's not as cute when it's your own kid.
Yeah, but he is so snuggly.
Yeah, he is.
He's just cute.
Yeah, he's...
He can't do anything wrong. I'm sorry. Y'all don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
y'all, what y'all do to that child?
That's how I feel someday.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, kids.
Yeah. Yeah, but then they grow up. You know how that goes because you have one driving. So, you know, mine
yeah.
hasn't started driving yet.
Hey, can I tell you how appreciative I am for the one that's driving? Because she left at 8 o'clock to go to the store and get me a cup of ice. How fabulous was that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
To have her. You know, not nice not to have to. Allison, she's going to have to wait till after the show for me to go get her some ice.
Yeah.
For her
yeah.
doctor.
Well, mine will be getting
so
his learner's permit in March.
Have that. Oh, geez.
Good luck.
Yeah. So I am nervous, very nervous, and it's not even March yet.
Kimmy turns 15 next year or January.
Oh, my gosh.
So we
have yeah.
driving.
Yeah.
Although
it
I don't
makes you nervous.
So, you know.
Yeah.
She's a homebody for sure.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward.
Not.
Yeah, he isn't.
No. Well, I'm looking forward to. I know what you were about to say, but I am looking
yeah.
forward to this Saturday.
Looking forward to next Tuesday. Now, I'm actually looking forward to next Tuesday, too. You're having Hallie on the show Tuesday. That's going to be awesome.
I am.
He's a great guest.
He's coming to the event Saturday too, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Him and Kat. So we're super excited to have them out to help us investigate. We've got Chris Balasone coming out there, so that's why I'm trying to get these tickets sold, man, because it's we have a lot of cool people coming out.
Quality people.
Yeah.
Coming.
I mean, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't mind just hanging out with them. You know, I'll be entertained, but and it's for a good cause.
Yeah.
If you my posts I've shared a lot of Jamie's posts about Sawyer, and she's looking pretty rough right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just left Seattle.
Yeah.
Today, so massive good healing vibes.
Yes.
And all the things sent for that. For her.
Yeah, it's we need to send as much positive energy as we can muster out to her because, I mean, apparently she was saying, of course she's going to say, I want to live. She wants to keep fighting.
Right, of course.
Good. But
yeah.
She needs help. And it's not just medical help. She needs, and healing energies. And like I was talking to Dennis last night, and it's like, the event we're having is not just for Sawyer, it's for all the kids that are suffering from this terrible disease,
mm-hmm.
cancer. Sawyer
yeah,
is just a face to it. Yeah. If we could raise money for all the kids, we would do that. But at least we know the money is going to this particular family, you know,
right,
to help her make memories with
right.
her family or make her, or help her family make memories with her.
Right, that's right. And like you said, it's for a good cause. And, yeah, it hits close, very close home to us, too, you know.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm glad that you asked me to be a part of that event. I feel very honored and humbled to be asked to first. That's very special to me, and I hold it very close to me. So
we definitely appreciate
any event you need me to help y'all with when it comes to, you know, the fundraisers or readings or whatever, just let me know and I'll do it. No problem at all.
You did such a good job last time at Sawyer's event. We had, I think it was like in February or something, when we had to fill in for the Southern Gypsies, and people were like, and you were doing readings through the investigations, you know? So, and I know I had to ask you to come back because, no, I wanted to, obviously, but I knew that you did such a good job, people would be asking for you. Like, is Jerry coming? You know,
well,
so
people ask for Jerry.
Yeah, I
appreciate that. Yeah.
He's a world.
And I'll be doing some twists on some things. It won't be the same. It will not be the same as it was the first time I did it either, because there's going to be some Reiki and stuff thrown. There's going to be some Reiki put into that. And, you know, don't forget, if Spirit steps out, I will do a reading specifically. Because, you know, just as well as I do, Spirit, sometimes it steps out, sometimes it doesn't. But if Spirit is very strong on a person that steps out, then they get a reading too, like an actual Spirit loved one reading. So it's going to go beyond what I did last time as well. So it'll be a little different. It'll be my cards, but in my aura, but I'm going to have my table, and it's going to be set up a little differently.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to investigate, but I am definitely excited to come out and get a reading from you.
Well,
yeah, I look forward to it. I've been wanting to get my little hands on you for a while. You need it.
Scary.
Yes.
Don't charge me double for all the muck and
air. Yeah. You may need to take
We're
a
gonna fix
first
that.
Of math after
reading. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be fixing the brothel room like it's my own Reiki room.
Just make it your own.
It's going to be made my own.
We are about to be out of time. I know.
Yep.
Let people know where they can find your information and stuff. And
Time with Jerry, and then you can friend me on Facebook, Jerry Pritchard Reyes, and, you know, that's where I'm at.
All right, well, guys, Jerry will be at the Cabin on 360 on Saturday the 29th. We've got the Orion Effect coming on next with Howie and Kat on the Rift Radio Network. We're very happy to be part of Supernatural Sundays now, being part of this double network deal.
Make sure you check out Jerry's show.
Vibe Time with Jerry is coming on Tuesday night at 8:30. With Hallie.
Thanks. Awesome.
So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we will see you on Saturday, Kat. No, Kat.
Kat.
I was thinking Hallie and Kat. Gary.
Okay,
we
well, thank you for
you
having
on
me on.
Saturday.
Thanks.
No problem. Thanks for coming on. And don't forget, Tuesday night. Yeah, you know what? I was thinking that I had zero time left, like 30 seconds left.
Well, you were talking mighty fast.
I know. Usually I get cut off. Thank you for using
Blog Talk
Radio.
Yeah, well, we know the Blog Talk chick will cut you off, so.
Yeah.
Quick
She's like,
in a hurry.
Man, she is strict. She got that strict English voice. But, all right, we're taking 5 minutes.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
All
Have
right.
a good one.
Good night.
See you
good
soon.
Good night, freaks. Good night. All righty.
Bye.
Bye.